Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
And I know it's hard to find live radio on, in the evening on a weekend. But Free Talk Live has a commitment to bringing you live radio. We're so committed to bringing you live radio. We've been live every single day for, I think it's been 3, 4, 5 years, something like that. A tremendous amount of time. It's been a long time since we weren't able to find somebody to come into the studio and operate the board, and we couldn't do it.
So, and that's live 7 nights per week.
Yep, 7 nights per week, Free Talk Live. And you can give us a call at 855-450-FREE. You're free to call in and talk about whatever you'd like on live radio. That's why we call it what we call it. But we, of course, bring things to the table. And oddly, Daryl, you and I brought the same story, and that's usually a great indication that we should go with that story.
Yes.
Now, this isn't earth-shattering news. It isn't that Russia has, invaded another part of Ukraine, or apparently, the U.S. isn't at war with yet another country. No, it's not stuff like that. But it's more about how we in America view the way that it's okay to treat young people. And, well, go ahead and tell the story here.
Okay, so the story here is out of Athens, Georgia, and came out yesterday that a 49-year-old man from Athens, Georgia, was charged with assaulting a child when he beat up his stepdaughter's boyfriend after finding the two teenagers in the shower together. So I want to, before I continue the story, just point out that the media is considering teenagers to be children.
Yeah, I think that this is one of the parts of the story that I don't really sort of get. But he certainly did use a position of authority to physically abuse somebody.
Yes. But that's just, one of my sort of pet peeves. It doesn't say how old they were,
right,
other than to say that they were under 18. They could have been 17. They could have been 16. They could be 13.
Well, seems unlikely.
Very unlikely.
At least not in my world. But I got to say, I've showered with a person of the opposite sex before my 18th birthday. And I really wouldn't have liked it if I had gotten beaten up.
Right. And I don't think that anybody likes getting beat up. Even people that are into some of the more kinky things, they don't like actually getting physically assaulted by their girlfriend's father.
Yeah. And this is just completely unacceptable behavior.
So the man named Clinton Ward was arrested after he called 911 to report an unknown teenager in his apartment. The crazed stepfather was booked on charges of battery and first and third degree cruelty to children. Ward was not home at the time that the two stepped into the shower. The stepdaughter told the police that. He said he initially thought his stepdaughter was talking to someone on her smartphone, or actually on her speakerphone, rather. The teen lovers exited the shower to find Ward waiting on the couch. Seeing that the interaction was up close and personal, Ward pushed past his stepdaughter, who was wearing a towel, to grab the naked boy as he was trying to collect his clothes and belongings.
And get out of there.
Ward slammed the boyfriend into the wall and punched him repeatedly in the face and chest. The stepdaughter told police that...
Now, I happen to have seen a picture of this man. And he is not a small man.
He is not.
It's the rare young man, 16 or 17, I'm guessing, that is going to occupy the kind of space that this full-grown man, and some. I'm just going to take a poke at this guy's weight, and I'm going to say he's 260.
Probably.
I mean, he can, when he decides to punch something, it hurts a lot. Now, I've done some amateur boxing in the past, and I can tell you, for kicks, I had a roommate who I decided to box, and this guy was significantly larger than me. He was about 230. I was about 185.
Okay.
And it just felt like hammers were falling on me. I went for about 2 minutes, and I said, I'm just done with this. I couldn't. I could block his punches, but it's. I don't want to get hit in the forearms and the side of the arm by this kind of weight.
Right.
He just had that kind. He was able to throw punches that were that heavy, and I bet this guy can throw punches that are that heavy, if not harder.
The article goes on to say that the stepdaughter told the police that she suffered a red eye from being pushed by the stepfather. Ward admitted to punching the teen. He was then arrested for...
He probably said something like, hell yeah, I punched him.
Yeah. Was arrested for maliciously causing a child under the age of 18 cruel, excessive, or mental pain, as well as for allowing a child under the age of 18 to witness an assault.
I don't really go for any of this stuff. To me, this is a simple assault.
Yes.
I don't, the rest of this stuff just doesn't matter to me. But I wonder whether this young man felt that he could defend himself.
I don't know.
He's naked, right? Like, so clearly he's not carrying a concealed weapon, which,
if he is, it's very concealed.
because this is sort of a social issue. There's this whole conversation that goes back, I don't know how long, probably to the shotgun wedding, I guess, that, somehow or another, it's okay to physically assault the male with which your daughter is, caught in a compromising position with.
Right.
And this is not acceptable. This is no more acceptable. Can you imagine my father-in-law kicking in the bedroom door when we're staying at his house and like beating me up? And he probably could. He's been in plenty of fights. Beating me up because I've had sex with his daughter or in the midst of having, this is ridiculous. It doesn't look, the only person that's, you're acting like this is somehow your vagina, and it's not. You can't act that way. It's completely unacceptable. Men, it's not funny because this guy thought the joke was true. Most of these guys are just talking. I'm going to take that young man into the living room when he comes for the date, and I'm going to scare the bejesus out of him.
I'm just going to sit there and clean the gun and tell him I know how to use it and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. I mean, it's completely ridiculous. Oftentimes, you bring up the gun thing. I believe that a person has the right to defend themselves. I believe they have the right to keep and bear arms. Oftentimes, people who will say things like this that we're talking about here will say they feel the same way. I believe a young man, when threatened, and I don't mean like, if you do such and such, then I will do such and
right.
such. That's more of an ultimatum than a threat. But like threatened, like, in the very near future, I'm going to be punched or beaten up by a much larger individual who's better at, moving his body in the world because he's been in that body longer. I think it's fully fair for him to pull out his concealed weapon and train it on your forehead. That's what I think.
The question that I have about this, and I'm not justifying the stepfather at all, but had the two been completely closed when he came home, would he have responded the same way?
I suspect not. I mean, he clearly caught them in as compromising a position.
Right,
as he can.
But he may have told the daughter,
This isn't just...
You can't have any boys over at the house.
Sure.
When I'm not here.
This is as compromising as it gets. This isn't just sex that overtook the two in a moment of passion. This is sort of much more planned. Hey, let's take a shower together. That's what they intended to do. But the vast majority of fathers who act in this fashion had sex before the age of 18 with someone's daughter.
Yeah.
Why is it okay for you to have done it, but it's not okay for the next guy to do it?
Because times have changed, and that's my daughter now.
It's, I mean, you act like you own her. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. That's 855-450-3733 or lrn.fm on Skype.
Everybody wants to know, what can you buy with Bitcoins? Isn't there like a Bitcoin General Store or something? Well, yes, now there is, and it's at BitcoinGeneralStore.com. BitBrew and the Bees Brothers have teamed up to create a place where U.S. customers in the lower 48 can shop for, well, anything, with free shipping. What can you find at BitcoinGeneralStore.com? Bitcoin apparel, stickers, gifts, precious metals, physical Bitcoins, coffee and honey, of course, and electronics and computer accessories. The folks at Bitcoin General Store are true Bitcoin believers who don't even use third-party payment processors. They get their inventory direct with Bitcoin and pass on the savings to you. Shop at BitcoinGeneralStore.com with confidence that you are supporting a real Bitcoin economy. You've got to see what they have to offer. Visit BitcoinGeneralStore.com today. That's BitcoinGeneralStore.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you'd like to talk about here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Daryl.
But we have been talking about a situation that went on. Was it this week, Daryl, or was it last week?
It was this week. The story was from yesterday.
I guess it doesn't really matter when this occurred, because this has occurred many times in many places where a man comes home. He thinks his daughter's talking on the speakerphone in the bathroom, not in the shower, which is strange behavior, and kind of sits himself down on the couch, and out comes his daughter in a towel and a young man in less than that, and he pushes past, roughly past his daughter, and proceeds to pound on the young man. Now, these young people are described as less than 18. And you'd think if they were 13 that they would probably say something like that. I get the impression we're talking about, I don't know, just I'm going on a limb here, 16, 17-year-olds. That's what I'm thinking about in my mind. And he pounds the hell out of them, and then the cops charge him for it. Now, I don't think that this is going to sort of solve the situation, the charges or anything like that. But it's not okay to just beat up on people. And this whole thing where dads are allowed to beat up on, the dates of their kids or threaten them and that sort of thing, it's sexist and unacceptable.
If it was his son instead of his daughter, then would he have reacted the same way?
I suspect not.
As do I.
Let's go to, before we do that, I want to tell you about Quantum Vibe. Quantum Vibe is a web comic, and there are many web comics, by the way, over at bigheadpress.com. But Quantum Vibe is a serial web comic. It's about adventures in the future in space where there are different colonies on, like, Mars and the Moon and Vesta, and there's even some floating sort of satellite colonies. Some of them are quite free. They have different forms of government, and it is fascinating to see the way they interact, but mostly it's a story about science fiction, and I think that it's wonderful and surprising that you can find a webcomic that's updated daily, 5 days a week, that you can see such an attractive comic, and you'll take a look at it. It's at bigheadpress.com. And also they've got for sale their latest volume. It's 161 full-color pages. You can get it at, through bigheadpress.com right there, Quantum Vibe. I read the comic, and I think it's great. Let's go to Michael calling in from Virginia Beach. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, hi. Interesting story. Maybe you're jumping on the story too quickly. Because it hasn't gone to court, and we haven't
really
established.
I can't talk about anything until it's gone to court. I'm going to have a really boring show.
We haven't established what real facts are, but let's assume that the man was telling the truth when he said he had never seen the boy before. That would make him justified from the point of view that he thought he had an intruder in his home, raping his daughter, a legal guardian, child whom he's a legal guardian over. So,
that's what you think?
That I'm saying that without knowing what the facts are, this is a possibility. So do you think
it's possible? Rather than that, I don't know specifically what happened or what was going through this guy's mind. I tend to think I do, and I'm jumping to a conclusion. You're right. According to the story, it doesn't have any indication of that. It's a possibility. But don't you think that we're talking about, like, the rape scenarios, the zebra, and that the horse here is that some guy caught a young man with his daughter and thought that it was appropriate to beat him up? I mean, don't men talk about that?
Well, I think probably the more pertinent question, not to ignore yours, I'll come back to it.
No, not that.
But I think probably the more pertinent question is, what's happening to our country from the standpoint of legal parenting, the legal ownership of property, the legal ownership of a country? We have this mentality created by our media, and you seem to be fostering it yourselves on the show here today, not necessarily always, but certainly tonight you are, the whole idea we don't have the right to protect our own border from intruders. This man was protecting his border from an intruder who was raping his rights as a father.
Raping? Now, what right is it as a father? This is what I'm trying to understand here. The right of the father, which part is being raped? Because he clearly wasn't raping the daughter. There weren't any screams coming from the bathroom. There was talking going on.
Look, we're hearing the same thing by people in Congress who tell us we have a responsibility to sit by until the tens of millions of anti-Protestants who have invaded our home have taken it over so completely that they control our military, they control all our banks, and they control all our elections. They actually smile at us.
Do you think that this young man that was in the bathroom with her was a Catholic? Is that what you're saying?
No, I said anti-Protestants.
I know, but Michael, you've called in before, and you've got this axe to grind with Catholics, and it makes you very unusual.
I didn't use that term.
Today,
there are a lot of people,
Michael, it's not like Michael, I have memory. I know what callers are like.
Well,
I remember you.
Mark.
Yes, sir.
Mark. Here's the deal. Anti-Protestants come under a lot of different stripes. They're atheists, they're Muslims, they're all kinds of people. Hindus, Buddhists, Shintos. Anti-Protestants have probably as many stripes as pro-Protestants out there.
So do you think that someone who is not a Protestant should not be allowed to immigrate to the United States of America?
I'm saying that the reason we can't control our borders, balance our budgets...
That's not the question that I asked. And as far as balancing the budget, the United States of America has had a federal deficit since before George Washington was inaugurated. There was a small gap in 1835 where there was not a debt.
Oh, no, there was a debt under Jackson, but it was a small debt. It was in the five digits.
Well, it actually got paid off for like a week and a half.
Is that so? Okay.
Yes. And well, then we've had a debt ever since.
The Protestants made the debt, Michael.
So my question, Michael, is should someone who is not a Protestant be allowed to move to the United States of America?
Not illegally. No, sir. He should be arrested and charged for the damage that he's done. And after that damage has been paid,
what damage does one do by coming here?
They've committed a violation, which is akin to getting a parking ticket, and that's all the severity of crossing the border illegally.
It's a
violation.
I illegally went to Canada for a week because it was against the law for me to go there. All I did was buy food, gasoline, and pay for stuff. All I did was make Canada more wealthy. It's ridiculous.
You prevented somebody else from eating a meal.
Nuts. Thanks. 855, 453.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or you can call in using Skype. Our username is lrn.fm. If you've never called in using Skype before, you'll have to send a request, and we can do that right. You know, we'll accept it right here on the air. You know, I'm looking at it here. All I have to do is go click and accept it. Not a big deal. And then you can call in. The audio quality is a lot better. Again,
generally,
that's true. Username lrn.fm on Skype. And the telephone number is, again, 855-453-733. So, Daryl, I don't know where you got this story, but I believe I got it through Freedom's Phoenix. That's how it came across my desk first. Now, it was at, we did see it at freetalklive.com at one point, but freedomsphoenix.com is a great news aggregator for people who care about the ideas of liberty. Stories that are relevant to people who care about what, you know, human freedom and these concepts. These, you know, they're all collected there at freedomsphoenix.com. They have a daily a news dispatch thing that they'll send out to you.
It's actually twice daily.
You get it twice daily, too? I get it twice
morning
daily.
Morning and evening. Well, and I love it.
Yeah, me too. I feel like I know, just by reading the headlines, I feel at the very least I'm in touch with what's going on. I don't have to spend that much time, you know, with network news. Fewer and fewer people watching that these days anyway. Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. It is a great site. I could not recommend it more.
I actually use Freedoms Phoenix, the news aggregate emails, to get news articles for the daily newscast that I put out.
What's that?
The FPP Radio News. It is a daily 5-minute newscast.
And you can get that at?
News.fppradio.com is the RSS feed.
Let's go to Randy calling in from Kentucky on WKCT. Randy, you're on Free Talk Live. Randy, can you hear me now?
Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, I now I can, indeed.
Okay. That last conversation went so totally off the rails relative to the subject.
That's what happens when somebody wants to bring in another subject. And here on Free Talk Live, you can do that. I wish that one would be
upfront.
What's that?
A little more focused on the story that you're presenting.
We don't have to be focused on the story that we're presenting. Just be clear and honest when you type in what the, you go. There's all kinds of people with different things they want to talk about here, and I'll get to them. But I want to know what we're talking about here because it's just kind of strange.
So do I. And what the facts that I understood that you presented is you have two minors. You have a stepfather who caught them coming out of a shower. And his stepfather beat the crap out of the young man. Is that correct? Is that the only facts that we know?
That's the facts as we have read them that have been presented to us based on the news stories that we've read. And
okay.
One thing that we don't have is the exact ages of the teenagers.
They are less than 18.
They are less than 18, but they could be over the age of consent in Georgia.
That very well could be true, but I would suggest this. I was a 17-year-old male once before, decades.
Everybody on this phone call was.
Yes.
And I am going to imagine that if I had been caught in that position doing that with my girl's daughter, I would have expected that. And I would have, no one in my family would have ever pressed charges or made a case of it because, one, that is incredibly disrespectful.
To what? Dude. Have sex? Where are you going to have sex when you're 17? It's not like you have an apartment.
No. You don't. You really? Then you weren't a very creative 17-year-old.
Well, we did it in cars.
You don't do it in a parent's home.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I did.
Well, you got away.
So did you.
That's great. No, actually, I did not at that time, but that's okay.
Okay. You know where I want my kids having sex? I would prefer them to have sex in the home because there are people, there are cops. I got chased by cops over this.
Let's talk about the law.
Okay.
The law says a parent can discipline their children within reason.
Punching is usually not within reason.
But if a child is in a parent's mind, and this is the part, and I'm going to guess you don't have children, right?
I have one child. He is 6 years old, and I would not punch him.
Okay. No. Because he's six. I get that.
I wouldn't punch him if he was 16.
You don't conduct. What is wrong with the generation that conducts themselves this way?
What is wrong with a generation that thinks it's okay to punch their boyfriends of their daughters?
What is wrong with a parent responding from his mindset that this is really wrong? There is something way, way wrong here, and he may feel that his stepdaughter is in peril. He has no way to know.
In peril?
And that's the point is you've made some assumptions.
Right, I made the assumptions based on my own life where I had sex with young women. Well, wait a second, Randy, we're talking, right? Come on. You said I made some assumptions, and I have made some assumptions. Right. I've made the assumptions. We're talking about a situation similar to just situations that I've been, except for the beating up part, where, I had sex with people, young women, when I was, above the age of 16, below the age of 18, in the houses of, their parents and my parents' houses, wherever we could get alone, because that's what we did at the time, and it's not terribly unusual. And people, 16 and 17-year-olds, have been doing it since time began.
Would you expect it to be treated that in that way?
And that's really the problem. The problem is that it is okay to treat young men this way. Why didn't he, if he feels he has a claim on his daughter's stepdaughter's vagina, why didn't he beat her?
Wow. Okay, this is the problem when you mix laws for adults with laws for minors and try to intellectually process this based on a level playing field that they're the same. They're not.
Okay. Well, help me out.
Are you
the age of consent in Georgia is 16, by the way.
Are you protective of your child?
Absolutely. I do not want him in danger.
Okay.
Now, by crazy men who think they could beat him up if he happens to be kissing on their daughter.
This is the luxury of having a young boy instead of a young girl.
Oh, I just couldn't possibly understand.
No, I'm not saying you couldn't possibly understand, but I'm saying you should expect it if you were in that situation.
Then I guess, how about this? Randy, how about I just give him a place to do it at my house? You want to take a shower together? Do it at my place.
You know what? That's between you and your wife and your daughter.
Well, what about my son? I have a son.
Then you really need to have that conversation with...
So let me ask you this, Randy. If this father wanted to come over to my house, if I said that it was okay for them to do this, above the age of 16, below the age of 18, at my house, if he came over to my house and he wanted to brutalize my son on my property, do I have the right to pull out a gun and shoot him?
Absolutely you do.
Excellent. At least we're understanding that this is threatening behavior.
Oh, no. It is about protection. And it is
what are you protecting
about a parent's
here?
Right to enforce what they feel is reasonable to protect their children.
Well, excellent. What about you're talking about protecting property and that sort of thing. If a little girl comes along and picks flowers in your front yard, can you shoot her?
Children. I'm not talking about protecting property. Don't even cross that line.
It sounds the same to me. You're saying that your daughter, at the age of 16 in Georgia, who is able to make that decision, cannot make that decision.
You think your child is property. You just said that, right?
No, I don't. I'm not the one proposing to beat people up over them. Oh, thanks for the call, Randy. Appreciate it. 855, 453. I don't know. He just either stopped talking or maybe he heard the music. I don't know. Well, take your calls in a minute. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or you can call us at lrn.fm on Skype. That's the username. You'll have to send a request early on if you have never done that before. But it's really great sound quality. That's lrn.fm. So I guess I should just come right out and say it. I have the radical notion that you own yourself. The radical notion that your children, at least at a certain age, own themselves. And that age, I don't think it's 18. And as a matter of fact, I think that it's much younger than that. I think it's historically, it's been about 12. That's when bar mitzvahs are, and many societies that's when puberty is, and many societies, that's when adulthood sort of begins. I'm not saying that I think that every 13-year-old is qualified to do every task that an adult is qualified to do?
I don't think that every 21-year-old is qualified to do every task that a full-grown, quote-unquote full-grown adult is, capable of doing.
But I do believe they own themselves.
Yes.
And that they should be responsible for their actions. Now, and I also think that, by the way, if you don't act this way, your kids are going to just lie to you. This is what happened. This really comes down to being untrue. This guy created an atmosphere where this daughter didn't feel that she could tell the truth. Now, she could have acted right, I suppose, and not done anything in his home, but it's pretty uncommon.
Or done it a little earlier, that way the boyfriend was gone before dad got home.
He probably came home early.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, if you believe like we do, consider the Free State Project. This isn't just about kids, by the way. This is about everything. This is about human freedom. The Free State Project is a project where we believe we have picked up and moved our lives to New Hampshire because we believe so firmly in the idea that the maximum role of civil government should be the protection of life, liberty, and property that we were willing to pick up and move our lives. Now, you can find out more about the Free State Project by going to freestateproject.org, freestateproject.org, but you can try it out by coming to the Porcupine Freedom Festival this summer, June 22nd through the 29th, up in Lancaster, New Hampshire. The website is Porkfest. That's P-O-R-C, as in porcupines. We call ourselves porcupines. Peaceful, calm little creatures. until you mess with them, in which case you're going to get the quills. Porkfest.com. Let's go back to the phones. Robert calling in from Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind? Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. I do not hear Robert. All right, we'll put Robert on hold. And we'll go to Dave calling in from Las Vegas. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Mark, you need to promote those Protestant values, you know, the ones that promote, like, dropping bombs and invading countries and creating oppressive laws.
Well, I'm not sure that war is a Protestant value. Martin Luther was a pretty peaceful guy.
I guess. But, not personally, you know, every single person. That's more of, you know, making a generalization. But
if this is a Protestant government, general, then that's the results. Okay. I'm with you.
But I think at least the guy on the phone that was talking about that was his values, was more of what I'm saying.
But I'm not sure what his values were. I'm just this is the problem with trying to sort of warp a conversation. If you want to talk about anti-Protestantism invading the United States, then let's talk about that.
And tell the phone screener that that's what you want to talk about, not, I want to talk about the thing in Georgia where the guy beat up the stepdaughter's boyfriend. Yep.
If we want to talk about anti-Protestants promoting illicit behavior amongst our children, I suppose we could have that conversation, although I'd like to see the evidence that young people at the age of 16 and 17 haven't been having sex all along in the United States. But, you know, nonetheless. So, what's on your mind?
And this is another generalization, but you have a lot of these people that call themselves conservatives that talk about freedom and liberty, and their definition of freedom and liberty has nothing to do with freedom and liberty, because, you know, a lot of the things that they'll promote is kind of what I was saying, like, you know, dropping bombs and going in wars and stuff like that, and you know, having these oppressive laws. They'll talk about rule of law a lot.
Their version of freedom, Dave, is you are free to do as we tell you.
Right, exactly. And in a way, it kind of gives, other people, you know, like me, a bad name, because, you know, that's what they promote in the media. When they talk about freedom and liberty, they're usually referring to, you know, the conservative Republicans that have a warped idea of freedom and liberty. Yep. And they're able to kind of promote
that. It's fine for you to protect your property, but I don't think that, I find it very difficult to imagine this man believed that his daughter and his property were somehow, under siege by in a shower. I mean, it's the rape victim in the shower is a pretty rare situation. I don't know. I mean, this all seems very odd.
You're
to
more
me.
Likely to get, you know, sliced to death by a knife in the shower.
Right. Now, if you believe
if psycho is any indication of what happens in the shower,
if you believe that you're just able to beat up anybody who comes onto your property, I disagree with you. I think you need to have, like, there needs to be really fair warning if that's what the rules are on your property. Look, I'm a deranged lunatic, and I beat up people randomly who come on my property.
Put up a sign that says, trespassers will be violated.
Something like that.
Well, Dave,
go ahead.
If he would have told, you know, the kid, okay, you have to leave, and then the kid tried to physically assault him. But obviously, no. I mean, first of all, it's a stepdaughter. I know some people, you know, adopt their stepdaughter.
I don't think it matters.
You know, they could have been trying to conserve water, too.
Get out of here, Dave. They weren't conserving water. Well, it was other fluids they were conserving.
They were conserving water, but that might not have been their intent.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I don't think that conserves water. I can take a shower with a lot less water without trading spaces with my wife. And you know what I hate? What makes me bananas? Porcelain bathtubs. Who said this was a good idea? Let's take one of the slickest surfaces in the world, run water over it, and then bathe with soapiness. What? This is no wonder so many people are injured and killed in showers every year. It's insane. Let's go back to see if we can get Robert on here. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind? I don't know what's going on. Put him on hold and see what I can do with Whit. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello? Hello, Whit?
Hello,
yes,
Whit.
Come in, Arizona.
Yes,
Whit, you're on Free Talk Live.
You with me?
Yes. Speak your mind.
Correct. In the little time that I have never been bar mitzvahed because I'm Roman Catholic.
Okay.
Like I like to call rednecks like Michael Protestants.
You got confirmed, though.
Yes. But I also believe in the commandment about honoring my mother and father.
Yeah, it's a difficult one to sort of understand what it means at any given time.
Well, I simply put, anybody that lives under their parents' roof should honor their parents.
So you think the man should have instead beaten up his daughter?
I didn't really tune in that early to hear about how he beat up his daughter, but I do believe in corporal punishment. Do I believe in a kid having the crap beat out of him because he was boning my daughter? Well, given the circumstances, I'm not going to really feel that bad for the kid boning my daughter or that dude's daughter in his house. Those are the rules. If you don't like them, you can get the F.
How does he know the rules? The rules haven't been laid out for this gentleman.
Can I say that on your station?
I wish you wouldn't. I would prefer to.
Okay, well, I'm just asking. I want to switch the subject back to somebody that is hateful, bigoted. But like you mentioned before, sometimes when a caller's on the phone, he has a hard time differentiating people in the studio, let alone even realizing that somebody in the studio is talking over them, such as myself trying to make a point. It is true. But, Daryl, what isn't true is you accused me of engaging in hate speech, and then when I went on a rant about me hating Muslims and all that, when I never mentioned the word Muslim once, nor did I ever mention or advocate nuking Muslims or using atomic weaponry, I did have and always will defend the dropping of an atomic bomb on a city where innocent children were killed, but the men and women that were working in those factories every day for the previous 12 years for the evil empire in Japan, they weren't innocent at all. And just like you guys seem...
What about their next-door neighbors? So this is the question I have. You keep on bringing this back to the Nagasaki and Hiroshima. I want to ask you. I lived not too far from a weapons manufacturer in Bradenton, on the border of Bradenton and Sarasota.
I'll respond. You don't need to, unless you want to tell... I don't have much time. I know. I've heard you say that before. The Patriot missiles that you are object to, your tax money paying for, aren't being used to obliterate the Chinese so that we can take over China. In fact, they're not being used to obliterate any country so we can take them
over. They're killing innocent people in Yemen.
I know that. The children that happen to have parents that are murderers are innocent.
Thanks for calling. 855-453.
The flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have over 8 million square feet of top quality flooring that must be cleared out by end of quarter March 31st. They've got their lowest price ever on hand scraped bamboo for just $189 a square foot and 3/4 inch pre-finished hickory for an unheard of $259 a square foot. Get free samples at your local store. Plus 22 month special financing is available. So go to LumberLiquidators.com now to find a store nearest you. Hurry, everything must go by Monday, March 31st.
Breathe it in, kid. Clean, fresh air thanks to these new air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are stronger than ever. And Grainger's got over 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from. Just ordered a new batch from Grainger.com today. I love Oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com/air handler, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.